I'm begging the world to bring my baby back home. She only went to a party to have some fun. We should all gather and stop this terror.
That's Karen Sharif Shem. A video of her daughter Mia was released by Hamas yesterday. She was taken to Gaza, which is where Israel's expected to send troops to clear the area of Hamas fighters. Gaza's interior ministry says at least 49 people were killed in airstrikes on homes overnight. Meanwhile, it's being reported the younger of two British sisters missing after the Hamas attack on Israel was murdered. 13-year-old Yahil's mother, Leanne, also died. Her 16-year-old sibling remains missing, as does her dad. A man suspected of murdering two Swedish nationals in a shooting in Brussels has died after being found by police this morning. It's reported the 45-year-old was shot in a cafe. A video online last night showed the man claiming to be from Islamic State. The number of social housing complaints for the most serious failures or repair delays has hit a record high in England. Housing Ombudsman Richard Blakeway has seen cases in need of formal investigation rise 28% in the year to March. He says it's a sobering situation.
There are some issues which landlords clearly need to get a grip of and clearly need to respond more effectively to. Repairs is the lion's share of the casework that we handle, with frequent missed appointments, repairs that are simply not worked.
India's Supreme Court's failed to legalise same-sex marriage. It's instead accepted the government's offer to set up a panel to consider granting rights and benefits to same-sex couples. And researchers think artificial intelligence might make better decisions on treating depression than humans. They say it's because it doesn't consider things like...
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's look at the weather for today. Nice bright skies out there today. Top temperature is going to be 15 degrees. You've got some sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Best of the sunshine will be around about 12 o'clock through to about 4, and then it will cloud over slightly. Enjoy today, because it looks like there's going to be a little bit of rain tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. I hope you're having a good day. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. Got me for the next couple of hours, right the way through till 1 o'clock. Now, this morning, I had a bath. I don't normally have a bath in the morning, but I got up quite early. I thought, have a bath, turn things around a bit. So I had scrambled egg, which I, again, don't really eat scrambled egg unless it's got a little bit of smoked salmon in it, because I don't like it. And I don't know why. Even as I was cooking, I was going, you don't like scrambled egg, really, without smoked salmon. And it's going to make you feel a bit, you know. Anyway, I still ate it. I should have just had my Weetabix. There are other cereals available. And so I had that. Then I went and had a little bath and read my book for a bit, because I was up super early. And then I did all the prepping for the show, although you probably don't believe that. And then I had wet hair, because I wash my hair. At the moment, I'm getting very... I'm very fed up with my hair, and I'm very fed up with brushing my hair. So I might have it all chopped off. I'm getting to that stage. I can't be bothered. The back of it keeps getting matted as well, because if I brush my hair, it goes out by about 50 foot. Very frizzy. Anyway, so I thought I'll start my hair this morning. I've got plenty of time. I got out me styler thing that was very expensive. I bought it about 5 years ago, and thought I had to tell you that, because it's the most expensive styler I've ever bought in my life, and you know the brand. Anyway, I switched it on. I just did a little bit of my front part of my hair, and it just died. Not my hair, the styler. It has done it before, but then now there's a red warning light on it, and I'm like, oh dear. The good thing about it, though, is you can ring their help centre, and they're it went a bit wrong before, and they were lovely, and you can send it in, they'll repair it for you. You know, because it was quite a purchase. So I've had to put my hair in plaits. It's soaking wet, which is not good. And in plaits at the moment. You know, I didn't swear, but I kind of looked at the hairdryer. I was like, oh, and I just thought, just as well I wasn't doing a gig or going out or something. You know, going out. Otherwise, I'd have been really. I've been really annoyed. There's nothing worse, because I always start on one side, you see. I do normally do the front part of my hair, and then I start on one side, and I have had it before where the thing that I'm using stopped working, and I'd only done once, and I was going to do a gig, and I'd only done one side of my head. So I had to, therefore, get a bit of water, brush it down, and then use another styler. because I had this thing that you'd be able to create like ringlets. It used to drag your hair in and then set the curl. It used to get clogged up quite a bit. And I was in the bathroom using it and I dropped it on the tiles. And once you do that, it's a bit like I've got granite work surfaces in the kitchen. It's only a tiny kitchen. But if you drop anything on the granite, you just go, but even before it hits, you go, oh no! And it's like, shh, everywhere. It shatters. Now, the track of the day. It is Broken Bear with I Cannot Lie. I've been playing that for the last week or two. We've got more from Abby Flynn as well. We had a first play on her track, which was track of the day yesterday. And we've got loads more songs to play out today on the show as well. Plus, we've got some classic tracks and some charts as well. I'll be looking at some happy stories in the papers if I can find some. And keeping you entertained for the next couple of hours. If you want to get in contact with the show, it's easy. Find me on Eat My Brunch. That's on all social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. You'll find me there, and you can get in contact really by on Messenger. Just send me a message, and if you want to do a voice note, I love a voice note. If you've got my WhatsApp, you can send it there, or you can send it on Facebook and I will play it out. You might have a request or something, like Michelle, go home and fix your hair dryer. Yeah, I tried to get my repeat prescription today and I couldn't get it, so that's annoyed me. So I'm, you know, not badly, but you know. And the other thing is, what breakfast do you actually hate? Is there a breakfast that you have in the morning you like? I don't know why I'm having it, because I don't like it. Even a Sunday fried breakfast, I can only do it every couple of weeks now, you know? I used to love a Sunday breakfast. I like making it myself, though. Because whenever you're going anywhere, it's never quite the same. I like nice bacon, not streaky. It's got to be proper bacon. Nice fried egg, but crispy, but soft, but not too soft. Black pudding. I mean, if you don't serve... I went somewhere the other week, actually, for a Sunday breakfast. It was to the farm shop near where I live. And they're lovely in there. But I went, if you've got a side order of black pudding? And they went, what? I said, black pudding. And they just looked at me and went... And she went to a friend, have we ever done black pudding? And she went, no. Nobody's even asked. And I thought, everybody must have asked for black pudding. It's lovely. I've had white pudding as well when I was over in Dublin, when I lived there. That was nice. Black pudding's gorgeous. A little bit of tomato sauce, a little bit of brown sauce. That's the... I would use tomato sauce and brown sauce if I'm having a... Only on, okay, be careful with my sauces, only on black pudding. And I have tomato sauce sometimes if I've got chips. And if I was having a burger, it has to have tomato sauce in it, otherwise I can't eat it. But other than that, I don't have tomato sauce. I don't put it in, like, sandwiches and things like that. No. Don't know why. Just don't thought I'd tell you that. I bet you thought I just drank bottles of it, didn't you? Well, I don't. And I'm not using that main one anymore. I buy mine from a supermarket because the taste of it is delicious. Anyway, I've gone on enough. Should we play a nice song? Here we go. This is... Here we go. On a Tuesday, here is Alicia Dixon with The Boy Does Nothing.
I got a man with two left feet. And when he dances, not to the beat. I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go. I got a man with two left feet. And when he dances, not to the beat. I really think that he should know. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. Does he brush up? Never brushed up. He does nothing. The boy does nothing. Hey boy, how you been? I got a thousand lines, where do I begin? And I've been here, been there, traveling. I saw you at the corner, my vibe kicked in.
ain't no loving no more. You ain't as cool as you used to be. Closer to the mirror than you are to me. I said, oh, had to show you that door. Someday I hope we can fix it, cause I ain't too proud to try. Say hi to your friends, and if they ever ask you why, we don't talk. No, you gotta grow up. Ain't you sick of being immature? Talking loud cause you're insecure. You always turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, why you always gotta show up? Now you said some stuff that you can't take back. How did you think that I would react? Cause you must be out of your mind. Nah. How did we go straight from love to hate? Now it's so deep that we can't be mates. I said, oh, we should give it some time. Someday I hope we can fix it, cause I ain't too proud to try. Say hi to your friends, and if they ever ask you why, we don't talk. No, you gotta grow up. Ain't you sick of being immature? Talking loud cause you're insecure. You always turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, why you always gotta show up?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
To our favorite hobby, searching for Phoenix FM.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken, and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
Justice with DBNO. I'm going to try not play you for a while. We've got some ads coming up and then I'll have a little chat-ette with you. Let me know about your breakfast. What's the breakfast you can't stomach in the morning? Have you had kedgeree? That's like a curry, isn't it? Isn't it fish with rice and... I could probably eat kedgeree, I reckon, for breakfast. Sometimes I wake up now. I used to love breakfast. I'm just not feeling it at the moment. Especially not scrambled egg, I don't know why I did that. Church of Trees coming up with a brand new track, Pet Sematary. After the ads.
Phoenix FM. EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant, and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Smell of death is all around.
That's such a beautiful song. That is Church of Trees with Pet Cemetery. Very good morning to Bernard. And everybody, if you're listening out there today, just looking on Twitter at the moment, I can see James Blunt there laughing. He's got a book out at the moment, loosely based on his life, I think it is, and he's sitting there just laughing. He's very funny. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you should do. In his kind of, we'd say the lean years or the years that you didn't hear much of him, he's got a brand new album out, which was doing brilliantly. But he's always been very, very cutting on Twitter and very funny. Never, you know, some people can lose it, and you know, because you get a lot of hate and kind of stuff like that. He's never like that, but he always comes back with something very funny and makes the person that said a comment look like an idiot. He's a very smart lad. I do like him. He's good.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
I heard there's a song that God only knows, and it's keeping me dancing. With all these souls, and I watch them fall like dominoes. Too long I've been on my feet, need more time, but it don't come cheap. Someday I'll be on my knees, and I pray my heart don't miss a beat. But here I am, and I feel that rhythm. It's the lifeline that I've been given. All these colors in my head, and I ask myself, is it real?
Share your secret with me. Something
Madonna has been having the best time with her gig. She kicked off here in the UK. I think she's back in November again. I think she's done two dates. I think she's off again now for a little bit. But yeah, if you can get a ticket, my friend, as we heard from yesterday, paid £100, managed to get a ticket, and went on her own and saw her and said it was brilliant. She was right up in the, you know, right up the back in the heights, but she said it was a good gig. She normally goes to see bands like the Foo Fighters or Muse, so she was a bit different, because normally she's had like Omar Hakim and all I can't remember, some just top musicians playing with her on her gigs, but this time I think it was just like backing tracks. I suppose it's easier to do it that way, and probably saves a bit of money if you haven't got a live band there every night. I do like the live band though. I think she did it was the Gurney show where she had the live bands. I mean, most of the time she does. I like it with the live band though, but it's obviously, you know, if you've got musicians of that caliber, they must get what, about $5,000 per performance or something like that. It's gotta be, with all the backing vocalists and all the rest of it. So, yeah, it's a lot cheaper backing tracks, but, you know, there we go. I'd still love to go and see her if I get a chance to go. I shall be going. Somebody else I'd love to see and I've never seen, because I know they both put on a fantastic show, is Kylie. Here she is with Two Hearts. Not literally.
Some, you know, I gotta charge. Candy. the ring bay and get ready for the puppy.
That was a song called No Candy.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. A little bit busy coming off on the Brook Street roundabout. I didn't go that way. I went down the A12 and went the back way in via Upminster to get to here today because of a lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction. It's causing a lot of problems there, actually, at the moment. Are they going to try and sort that out? It's traffic coming up from Harold Wood. Seems to, it was very, very busy around the roundabout again this morning with queues. Heading down the A1023, it's fine. Brook Street roundabout is looking clear now. Wilson's Corner, not too bad. You do have temporary traffic signals due to waterway work. King's Chase at the B185, that's on King's Road. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back through the tunnel. Right the way up to the M11, no issues there, and the A12 is running smoothly, but you do have the road resurfacing work between Junction 13 and 16 in both directions with some nighttime closures.
Phoenix FM. Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the brand new track, which was my track of the day yesterday. Here's Abby Flynn with My Own Woman. Isn't That Good? That's her first self-release. She was the voice of Navos with I Believe last year, and that is brand new. Abby Flynn, My Own Woman. We will have the track of the day for today, which is from Broken Bear. I Cannot Lie. We'll be playing that after 12 o'clock. So, that's all coming up, and plus we'll have a look around to see if we can find some interesting and joyful stories. It's a little bit, very, very volatile out there at the moment, so I'm trying to keep the show nice and light and bright. It is Supertramp Breakfast in America. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get along. Take a jumbo across the water. Like to see America. See the girls in California. I'm hoping it's going to come true. But there's not a lot.
Yeah.
Very good morning to Alison, who's doing her working out at the moment. Working out. Keep working out, Alison. I think she's on the treadmill or something this morning. She's very fit. Well done, you. Hopefully see you soon, darling. Very good morning to Paul as well, who's listening out there. Mooching is a great word. That's what I said to him. What are you up to today? I said, are you mooching? Yeah, mooching about. That is a good word. You're right. Right, nearly coming up to 11 o'clock. We've got plenty more music coming up, and we'll be having a look at some funny news stories. Let's have a look and see what we can play next. Oh, I know. I've not played this one, I don't think. I might have done 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Yeah? Is there actually 50 ways written in the song? I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. I don't know.
You're listening to me,
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix
and
FM.
Just to say, that is Vade, V-A-D-E. Interviewed them earlier this year, had the exclusive on their track called Mango, and they've been nominated, I think, for a Grammy. I know. Here's Paul Simon. I'll be back after the news.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.